Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. It's the Prequend. I know this week is flying by. Love you short weeks. And here we are on Thursday morning. Let's make it great as we get you into the weekend with some tickets for you to go jump and cool off at Hurricane Harbor. We got those tickets every hour all day long starting now. Straight up through 6 p.m. Win them from us. Win them from Nicole Alvarez. Win them from the great Kevin Ryder. As long as you win them. And if you're caller 20 right now, we have four of them for you so that you can go cool off and enjoy all the fun of Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. In fact, currently open right now, select days, Southern California's most thrilling water park. Get tickets at sixflags.com/Hurricane Harbor LA. All right, this hour on the show, we'll figure out what Americans' favorite curse words are, because apparently we curse and swear more than any other country in any other country in the world, which is the first time. That's right.
Hey, shut up! God damn it! Yeah. I want to go.
Thank you,
this
kids.
This is part of the problem.
I think that's part of the reason that we've pushed over the edge now. We're starting them younger. So thank you, kids, for helping us get
that
title.
I do think that, back in the 50s and 60s, swearing was like, oh, my God, you're a horrible person if you're swearing at all.
You got the devil in you.
Yeah, exactly. And now not only do people not care about swearing, they don't really care. Like, a lot of parents I know that have young kids, they're swearing up a storm around their kids. They don't really care.
It didn't bother me because I'm not a prude, but I was on a call the other day. Customer service was trying to solve a problem, and their computer was moving slowly. And customer service for a company, a major company,
swore?
Said, sorry, my computer is all sorts of effed up right now. But they said the word. And I didn't, once again, didn't bother me at all, but it felt very commonplace. I would imagine that's the kind of thing that a lot of jobs, maybe you used to get fired for that. You can't swear at the company. They didn't tell me to F off. They said their computer was all sorts of effed up, but said it very matter of fact. And I was like, huh. It didn't hit me. It was like, all right.
I respect you.
All right, fair enough. I like what you're doing over there.
Computers be effed up.
So we'll get into that coming up. Jake was approaching people in the streets to find out what their favorite of the swear words are. And we're not allowed to use many of them on the show, but we're going to go ahead and try to use them anyway and see how that plays out for us. I'm sure the company will have a great sense of humor about this. Let's go ahead and say hi to Frank in Long Beach, who's listening to us this morning and happens to also be caller 20. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hurricane Harbor is in your future. Not one, not two, not three, but four tickets. Congratulations.
Hell yeah, let's go.
All right, enjoy. Thank you for starting your day with us on K-Rock. Thank you for hoping to spread the word and grow the show. That would mean a lot, all right?
Best show ever.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's Frank. He has no idea who we are.
He seemed half committed.
But
best show ever.
That's good. He was way more excited about winning those Hurricane Harbor tickets, huh? It's K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Shows. A lot of words we're not allowed to say on the radio, and they are some of the favorite words of all Americans because for the first time in a long time, we have now beaten England and Australia, and apparently we swear more than any other country, and I don't know how they figured out this total calculation, but I think a lot of it had to do with comments and posts online specifically, and how we love swearing more than anyone else. Maybe other countries are more evolved than we are, perhaps. I mean, you look at any airport or any brawl video or any viral video that's going around, usually we can't even play most of those on the show because it's just constant barrage of F-bombs and MF this. And Jake went into the streets to find out what people's favorite curse words were as we celebrate this huge honor in America. And the results are kind of surprising because I would think everyone probably has a favorite word that they like to say and or hear. And people were all over the place, to be honest. This is how it all began with Jake the Nerd in the streets for some street signs.
All right, what's your name?
Randy.
Randy, what's your favorite curse word?
Most everyone's
How come?
Because it's so universal. You can use it with a lot of different instances, right?
So, when's the last time you used it?
About 2 minutes ago when someone did a stupid shot, like, what the f***?
Do you remember the first time you heard it?
Must have been a 4 or 5 year old kid. I think it was mom.
See? Core memory right there. That guy heard it from his mom, and now that's his favorite curse word, is the F word, I believe is the one he was saying.
And it's funny, the kid's ability to pick out those words when they can't even really tell what's a swear word and what's not
right
at that age, but they can tell for some reason that one is more fun to say.
Now, this one's weird because this one I don't even think classifies as a swear word, but this person still says it's their favorite.
What's your name?
Mike, man.
Mike from where?
From Burbank.
Mike, what's your favorite curse word?
No bitch.
No bitch?
Yeah, no bitch.
How come?
I don't know. It just happened from high school. Just funny, I don't know.
When's the last time you used it?
Last night.
And what was it in reference to? What'd you say?
My friend talking to me. I told her no bitch.
So that's well said.
Spell it.
Sir.
Use it in a sentence.
But I don't think that, once again, I think he's convinced that...
No bitch is one word.
Is one
As
word.
He swears.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you heard it?
No.
Bitch.
I think actually the first time I said it was at McDonald's when I was like 7th, 8th grade.
And what happened?
My friend was trying to take my burger and said, nah, no bitch.
So, once again, core memory. Guy remembers
it's
it.
Fun. Sticks I'm going to say this more.
That's going to be my word.
That's going to be my word. Thing is
wait
no bitch.
Wait till he learns it's two different words put together.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this is a crowd favorite. I would argue maybe the funnest word to say.
What's your name?
Dayon.
Dayon from where?
Like nationality or like North Hollywood?
Dayon, what's your favorite curse word?
Motherfucking.
How come?
Just the meaning behind it. I don't know if Samuel L. Jackson has something to do with it, but I just love saying motherfucking. It's a perfect expression when you're angry, happy, I don't know. Say it any way you want, but yeah.
When's the last time you used it?
Today.
When? What'd you say?
Let me see. You ever wipe your ass, but it's nonstop? I was like,
motherfucking. Mm-hmm. No, he makes a good point. It could be really happy, really positive, really angry.
Or it just like, that's right. Damn right,
MF.
Yeah, so. Or like if you're a fan of a team and they get touchdown, mother effer is a great word to use.
Being told by someone you're my MF is maybe the greatest compliment you can receive. Mm-hmm. But that's
better
same,
than a best friend.
Same person can turn that around on you, and they can it can cut hard. And then of course it wouldn't be any trip into the streets if Jake did not encounter Joyce, who's apparently dubbed herself Moist Joyce, which is a name that I don't like at all. It makes me want to
gag. It's better than her last nickname, which was Chunky Brewster.
That's true. And she has an answer to this question as well. And I will let you know that before this little 40-second clip ends, Allie, she does break into song.
Oh, my God. I love it. Musical Moist?
I'm going to warn you about that.
Joyce.
Hello. How are you? I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Love being on the radio.
I bet. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Makes me moist. Joyce. Oh.
Moist Joyce, yep. Joyce, what's your favorite curse word?
I guess f***.
How come?
Because I probably use it the most.
When's the last time you used it?
Today.
Yeah, what'd you say?
F*** you, I can't believe you said that.
When's the first time you used it?
Oh, when I was small. But it was also as a curse word, not as a sexual word.
All right, Joyce, anything else you can tell me about your favorite curse word?
Okay, milk, milk, lemonade, round the corner fudge is made. Stick your finger in the hole and you will get a Tootsie Roll.
Doesn't have the word f*** in it.
No, f*** you.
Well, there you have it. That's Joyce right there.
She's learning quick about Jake.
Yeah, she sure is.
F you.
That's right. Well,
she's turning.
Congratulations, America. We've done it. We now swear more than any other nation. And if any English or British listeners of ours would like to call in and admit defeat for the second time, you can go ahead and let us know that you're okay to turn over that honor. We'll take a quick break. We're back in a moment. We got some Meet the Neighbors to get to. El Cheapo's going to check in on this Thrifty Thursday and more after this. Rob Finelli Show. Text on the text line for Omar from the 562. Currently, this song right here has 1,553,824,079 views. Keeping track of the always climbing views that that one song video is getting on YouTube.
It is a great video,
It's our
video,
biggest
though.
Competition on YouTube. Now that we're streaming live on YouTube, there's a lot of things there, but it's pretty much us head-to-head against that video from Evanescence.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
I've never seen it once.
Have you really? Yeah. Yeah. Omar, you have to watch it. We have to
I'm
film
not
your
give
reaction.
My view.
We need a reaction video.
I'm not going to give him my view.
Fine, I'll do it on my computer.
One time years ago, I mentioned, I don't even know why, how the video had over a billion.
Because those stats are meaningless and they're pointless.
They didn't update your factoids.
I mentioned it had over a billion views, and Omar made
so
a big... he got so mad about it. Why do I care? Why do I need to know? So now we have just hundreds of messages on the goal line, people that are updating you every day. So if you'd like to go ahead and be the 1,553,000... 3,824,080th person to view that video. Go check it out right now.
Hey, you know what?
All of you need to stop it.
No,
stop
it. We will not. We will not.
Radio is about delivering little factoids that may or may not be true.
On Thursday, El Cheapo likes to brag about or flex about something she's doing to make the entire world a much cheaper place. And she looks at these as life hacks, ways to save a little bit of money, and with inflation and everything else, she claims that she's a trendsetter, and she's been this way for a while. She learned from her mother, the original El Cheapo.
Yep, and I have officially leveled up my cheapness in the best way possible.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
And speaking of cheap, this El Cheapo is brought to you by American Tire Depot, which has the cheapest tires around, and you can get your flat fixed for free, which I just recommended to somebody yesterday. A total stranger is going there because of me. But I am planning my travel for the rest of the year, and I...
Didn't you just travel?
I went to the Grand Canyon by myself, but this is a family trip. This is what we're going to do for the holidays. And I have
the
not...
The holidays? You're thinking ahead towards the holidays?
Yeah.
What do you
plan ahead
what are you,
if you're going to save money?
What are you, Costco? Putting their stuff out already?
This is why you are not a saver, because you're not you're not able to plan ahead.
You're
and
right.
People who plan accordingly.
Not a planner nor a saver. And the one time I did plan, remember that trip I planned and then the whole trip happened and I didn't even go on it because I planned it so far in advance? Mm-hmm. I missed the whole trip. Remember that thing?
Yes,
and I had to pay
Fiji,
for it?
I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you are, say, making a big purchase like a car or furniture or something, Omar, you know what I'm talking about. You research.
Yeah.
You plan.
Absolutely.
You look at a lot of different things before realizing this is the value I want. This is the item I want.
Wrong.
And
impulse.
You have to do so even more when it comes to travel. And I have not been on a big trip. I love traveling. I love traveling outside the country to different places. I want to go everywhere I can. But yes, it is expensive. So I have hooked up with a friend of mine who... is really into points, and she has taught me how to maximize my point system to where I was able yesterday to purchase not one, not two, but three tickets one way from LAX to London. How much do you think I paid for those tickets?
Well, first of all, one way? What does that do?
You got to book one way at a time. That's what my friend Carrie told me.
How does that do you any good? How does that do you any good?
Because
the way back could be like triple the price.
No, it won't be.
Ali, I'm telling you before, I've done the same thing you're talking about. I say, oh, wow, one-way trip to Vegas, $29 ticket to Vegas. I'll figure it out when I get back. And then you get there, any flight back is $400.
I'm already working on the return trip. The problem is that I'm flying to London, which is not really where I originally wanted to go. I have to go there first because it's cheaper, and then I have to figure out how I want to get to the countries
this
I actually want to visit.
Terrible.
But I had to create several accounts
this
and
is
then
a
I
flex?
Had to Yes. When
you're
I tell
going...
you how much I paid, you will be excited for me.
Can I just clarify? You're going to a place you didn't want to go to?
To get me to the place
and,
that I want to go.
How far is that place from London?
Just a quick 2-hour Eurail.
What?
Okay.
I'm going to take the tour. Once you get there, you're in Europe. You're like, okay, wherever. I'm in Europe. I'm
right.
happy anywhere I go,
gotcha.
Right? You fly
okay.
into London. You can then
it's
go.
It's an adventure. I
yeah, you
I
can go to Paris.
Right.
You can go to Spain.
You
can go wherever
way,
the hell
one
you
one
want.
One-way tickets to get you to
from LAX to London, nonstop, 10-hour flight.
All right, a couple questions.
I had to create some kind of loyalty account for this airline. I had to bundle all my points from 5 different credit cards and transfer them over to this account.
You
I
have
had
5 credit cards?
I remember every time.
5
like,
different rewards,
do you remember,
baby.
Omar, every time Old Navy gives like a deal, like get a free flip-flop
right.
if you sign up for a credit card, I was like, I'll take 2.
Yeah.
She signs up constantly to cards.
Well, and if you have a partner that owns their own business, then you get those business rewards. And that's even better. So I utilize travel rewards from my credit cards. I get the business rewards from her credit cards. We bundle them all up, transfer them over. And at the end of the day, all I paid for those tickets.
So the result of all of those points is a long, bumbling, convoluted story.
It's not.
Wait, but you're not going to be able to use any points. You're not going to accumulate that many points to use them for the return tickets.
Yes, I am.
So you're.
I have 108. I have 178,000 points left.
Whoa. Left.
Left. After and, I booked
and
this
And
trip,
how many did you use?
I used 123,000 to get to London.
Huh.
And this is including, this is for you, your wife, and your kid.
Yep.
And the amount of dollars you're about to tell us, which you say was very low, is not also taking into account all of those points. Because you think points have no value, right?
Points don't have a whole lot of value, no.
Okay. I watch
but
a lot of these.
It's only about $10 to $20 for 1,000 points.
I've seen a million of these videos on TikTok.
They give me a headache when I watch
and
them. Because
I'm
like,
the same. I can't. The guy goes, I'm flying in a private one-bedroom suite on Air
France.
Lufthansa mm-hmm. or something I've never even heard of. And this whole thing cost me $11,096,000 points that I transferred from blah, 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 sign
yes.
up for Marriott.
And
Reward.
Sometimes if you transfer points to another place, they give you a bonus. And then you get more points just by transferring your points.
Yeah, so I don't. This whole process gives me, like Omar said, I can't.
I spent hours doing this week.
I'm going to say that if you're bragging this much, three people, one way, two, and it's during holidays, which is the most expensive time of the year to travel as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is this coach or is this
a business?
This is
economy classic. I could upgrade to economy
classic. Yeah. What the hell is that? Economy classic.
Classic is the greatest. They want to make it crystal clear. This is not Economy Plus. This is Economy Throwback. Economy Plus.
The OG Economy.
These are the original seats from the first Wright Brothers flight. Yeah. We've brought them onto this plane, and we're calling it Economy Classic.
You should have heard me pitching this to Katie last night. She's like, where are we sitting? I was like, it's Economy
Classic. That is choice.
And then if you want something better, you can do Economy Delight. There's all these different types of economy.
I mean,
these
you seem very
flights.
Proud about this. So I'm going to say it's $1,000, less than $1,000 would be impressive for three tickets.
Per ticket? Oh, for all three.
Total,
wow.
Total.
For all three, that would be impressive, I think. I don't know. I haven't booked
it. Oh, hell yeah. Dude, $1,000 for all three?
I haven't booked
it. Way lower,
ticket.
Guys.
Way lower?
$600.
Lower.
Wow. For three people. Is your kid on your lap? You're pretending he's still two or
my
something?
My kid's in the overhead.
Okay. Well, now you have three seats.
No, three full seats.
Legitimate seats.
Yep. He got a kid's meal and everything.
In economy classic.
Yep. Classic, baby.
what is the airline?
Is this without the luggage check-ins or anything like
Virgin.
That?
Virgin.
Virgin Atlantic. Oh, my gosh.
I like Virgin.
Love Virgin. And Virgin Atlantic, the best. Customer service. They were so nice. Talked to her for 35 minutes. Kate in South Wales. She took care of me.
Virgin Atlantic.
Luggage included?
I should check on that. Not sure.
That's where they're going to get to, Allie.
I will say, I did have to pay $47 for some additional points to make the amount
right.
of points.
I got it. You got to do the math. But think about this. You're absolutely right, Omar. Allie could show up at the airport day of and go, hey, by the way, I'm an economy classic. And they go, oh, you understand that each bag is $6,000.
Uh-huh.
But you're in a classic section.
Yeah, you're in the classic section.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're so proud of yourself. 400 and
I'm thinking like it's going to be like $300.
$425 for all three of you to get to London.
Less.
Wow.
What?
Now I think
Omar's
you,
right.
Oh my God.
I paid $300.
$100 a ticket?
Uh-huh.
Now I think you've
wow.
messed up.
It was
dude,
particularly
no, no
it was
way.
$288, so I only paid the taxes on the booking.
I'm going to assume that you have
dude.
Messed up.
No.
And remember the time?
I did this with the guidance of Carrie.
Remember
my friend
the
Carrie
thing?
Is a points guru, and she coached me through all of this, and now I have seen the light. I know the knowledge, and now I have 178,000 points to get me home again. I don't even know where I'm leaving from. I got to figure it out.
See, Allie's going to have to, like, backpack to Belfast or something, and then she's going to be like, we're hopping on this is the thing.
There's going to be a lot of travel once we get there, but
at some point, you're going to realize this. You're the same person. This is the same person we're talking to right now, by the way. In a previous El Cheapo mm-hmm. that talked about how she does not park anywhere near LAX. She found an abandoned hotel
It's no longer operational.
And she then leaves her car in an abandoned hotel, then walks until she finds...
There were beer bottles by my car.
And then she walks until she finds any sort of a shuttle, and she pretends that she's a part of that service and hitchhikes to get on a shuttle to the
airport. It's back, baby.
It's okay.
510, Allie, the queen of wasting time.
It really is remarkable.
Perfect description of Allie in general. Economy classic.
You are economy classic. You've earned yourself a new nickname.
Everyone loves the classics.
That's incredible, though. I mean, I will say this. That's
when I'm there, you're going to be laughing. I'm going
to
be laughing.
I had one way to London.
I'm going to London. I don't know where I'm going after that, but I'm going there.
Well, incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible. We're all very proud of you.
Thank you.
That's the El Cheapo at her finest.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Rock. Klein Alley Show. Takeaways from today's show. We will get them on the radio now, and then we'll get out of here. Nicole Alvarez will be in moments. 40 minutes, nonstop K-Rock, 90s at noon. More of those tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. You'll win them again in about 20 minutes. And then every hour, all day long, right here on K-Rock. A lot of takeaways pouring through on the text line.
Many.
Including this nice message from the 909. I started dating a man that would become the love of my life. He teased me for my radio station choices and put K-Rock on for me. I instantly became hooked to the station and love you guys. Started listening to you every morning, make my day a little brighter. The guy unfortunately passed away last week.
Oh, no.
After an accident, but he made me a listener for life. So thank you for always bringing some light into the world. Well, that's not necessarily our goal, and I'm sorry for your loss, but as long as he turns you onto this show, every time we do something that would have made him laugh, it's like he's still with us or something like
that.
Man,
it's sad to lose listeners because they hate the show, but it's also sad to lose them because they're no longer with us.
But if you do turn someone else on, you know, it's like that whole thing about fishing. You give a man a fish, he eats for one meal. You teach a man to fish, he's eating for life. It's the same thing with this show, right?
I like that.
Except Allie's the fish in this case. But regardless,
it's
the same. You have like a half sweatshirt on. Look,
I mean, don't
know. You really are living up to your nickname, Economy Classic, right now. You really are. All right, takeaways from today's show. And in 909, I am sorry for your loss. And thank you for listening to the show and whoever that is that turned you on to us before he left this earth. He's a good man, I'm sure. All right, takeaways.
909, my takeaway is Allie is moving to London permanently for $300.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I can't wait to hear this thing. I'm so looking forward to it.
Why do you get joy in my misery? Why don't you just be happy for me?
Because of how much you brag about these things. This is the same thing that happened with your computer when you tried to fix your own battery to save a couple of bucks, and then that ended up being a total mess.
It's an obvious setup.
It's such a setup, it's going to go bad. You did this again with your car where you drove up to pick up the car to save some money on shipping it. That turned into a total fail.
No.
We see these coming from a mile away.
Someone said you're relying on London's infrastructure to get you around all of Europe with all of your big-ass bags.
Yeah, your bags, kid. It's just the whole thing's a nightmare. But good luck. Have fun.
Oh, come on. We're going to stay in an Airbnb. It's going to be great. 818, my takeaway is Miss Piggy is Lasara's newest spokesperson.
Yeah, congratulations, Miss Piggy.
Let's see, 909, my takeaway is Klein Alley Show is Odyssey's $4 fix. 650, right. Day shift rats are the worst. Yeah. 831, do I have a takeaway? Nah, bitch. 774, my takeaway is Wobble You.
Wobble You. That is how you spell our boss's last name, according to Vanessa.
Wobble You.
If you don't know what we're talking about in the takeaways, check out the complete show. All of this will make sense. All you got to do is listen to the complete show, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And 626, my takeaway is Klein is permanent tired.
Man, that's so true.
P-R-M-A-N-E-T.
Who needs to spell? It's not important. What's your takeaway there, Jake the Nerd?
If you're looking for some stage time, I can get you booked on the Metro.
Jake's biggest client, Pantyhose Greg, is going to be performing a free show at a city bus at some point today or tomorrow. We're not sure. You're doing great, Jake. Omar, you got a takeaway?
My takeaway is that Vanessa is really proud of her rack.
M-Y-R-A-C-K. My rack.
She loves her rack. She's always bragging about it. Every day after
the
show.
She's always bragging about it. Every time the show ends, it's 15 minutes of my rack before the meeting starts.
Right, Vanessa?
My rack. What does that word even mean? The
You're the one saying it. Spelling it, too. Allie, got a takeaway?
My takeaway is double bag your water and beans, everybody.
Got to double bag the water and beans. And finally, Vanessa, how do you spell your favorite part of your body? Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
M-Y-R-A-C-K, my rack.
Okay, all right. Well, for some people.
Cha-cha-cha, it's a cheerleading.
Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, we've got the GOAT line open for you now, 844-956-GOAT. A lot of messages there we didn't play today. We'll get to those tomorrow. It's a Friday show. Remember, don't forget about $500 Fridays. You beat Allie and Allie.
M-Y-R-A-C-K. That's my rack.
Well, off the air, we'll talk about it more, Vanessa. Don't worry.
That's God, okay. Enough with it.
We get it. It's incredible. And we'll see you tomorrow. All right, bye.
That they feel that that you know they feel that that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.